Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, all. This is the Love Truth Ministry Show. I am your host, Kim Wims, of LoveTruthMinistry.com. Welcome, welcome. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, teachers, parents. Good morning, world. Hey, good morning, butterflies, and everybody have love in their heart and truth. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I thank Him for this day that He has made. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. And thanks to the Blog Talk Radio for this platform and Google Browser for its platform. This is the Truth Prayer Time. Reading Psalms 119:105, the word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And as in Romans 8:38-39, it talks about, for I am sure that neither death, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Just keep that in mind. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So we're going to go into prayer. Hope you have a wonderful day. I pray that you woke up refreshed and renewed, got some good rest, and ready for school. Teachers, I pray you ready to teach your children from your heart, love and mind, and staying focused on your surroundings to protect the children, as well as children be focused on your surroundings to protect yourselves and others in your classroom and your surroundings. Because you have eyes and teacher have eyes, but teacher only can see in the direction that they're seeing. And so you may can see something, they can warn the teacher or warn the classmate and warn yourself. So stay focused on your surroundings, stay focused on your schoolwork, have active learning, participate, and most important, when you leave school, review your classwork, pick up some other information to study, not only on that subject matter, but something that you're interested in knowing about. Whether you're a person who likes to drum, read about drummers and how they create drums and where material they use to make drums, or you're a singer, learn about your vocal cord, learn about the anatomy of singing, or you want to be an architect, learn about famous architect and sketch and do whatever you need to do. Start young, you're a person who likes to sew or crochet, learn about it. You want to be a doctor, whatever it is, just pick up books and magazines, or you can Google everything now. But have a wonderful day, productive day. Think how you're going to make a difference in this world, not only for yourself, for the kingdom of God. So we are going to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, give you thanks and praise, for you is God. For you is God by yourself, dear Jesus. I thank you for waking up the children, refreshing, renewing their minds, heart, soul, spirit, mind. I pray you and thank you for freedom, the word of God, freedom, your love, freedom, your joy. Let them know the most important food they can have for the day is having you. But we pray that they have nourishment in their body from having an apple or a piece of toast or whatever that nourishment may be. But we know the most important nourishment is knowing you and knowing love, God, and protection, God. And we pray that all have without, that we pray that you will have their cups overflow with love, peace, and joy, and food, and water, clean water, with medical supplies, like over in the Puerto Rico area, in the Virgin Islands, and any parts of this world. I'm speaking from out the state of Maryland, but I pray to all hear your voice or have some type of nourishment in their body. If it's a piece of cucumber, if it's a celery stick, it's nourishment for their temple. It's like the word is a nourishment for their temple. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you surround them with peace and joy and protection from seen and unseen things in the physical realm, in the spiritual realm, and in the natural and supernatural realm. The realms we don't understand, circumstances we don't have but no understanding about, but we know you are there, that you is in your hand, God. For every classroom, as they walk into school, catch the bus to school, being drop out to school, the roads and highways and byways full with your angels of protection, with your love of protection, dear Jesus. That every child for something, every child for love, every child for a friend and peace and joy, and for active learning. Even that child who sit there and may block itself out from the world, that you draw them into the discussion of the day in school. Draw them to a peaceful discussion, God. We pray that the bullies stop being bullied, whether they're a child bully or an adult bully, stop being a bully. We pray to keep love and peace through them. Let them feel your spirit cooking and to realize being a bully is not the answer. Being mean is not the answer. Being hateful is not the answer. But love, operating as a child, operating as a teenager, operating as an adult, is operating in love, peace, and joy towards one another. Whether they have or have not, operating in love, operating in caring, to know you, to seek you. I pray that all who don't know you would know you, God. They would know you so love the world, that you came in the flesh for them, to give them eternal life. They can hear your voice. They would take notice of the surroundings, the birds, the tweaking away, and the sunlight that's shining through. And they can hear and hear the laughter of children laughing. They can have their own laughter, God, and peace past all understanding. I pray as people driving through school zones, remember, there's children out there walking. Some have no sidewalk to walk on. Some have just rough roads they walk in. Stony road, they remember to be you safely, be precautious and drive safe. Put the seatbelt on someone. If they in a danger zone, walk safe and protect them. If they trying to get food or moving debris out the way, protect them from debris, from being harmed, from anything falling on, from anything cutting them. Just protect them, dear Jesus. Protect them. I pray again for the people in Puerto Rico. I saw something on, I believe it was democracy, .com, and they were showing, talking to a Puerto Rican who was saying, some news reporter, that they not receiving help, that they have armed forces walking down the street with dogs and stuff, and people was trying to help move the debris so stuff can be delivered to them, and military told them they can't do that. Stop them. So it's not their job. If they're trying to help and provide ways so they can receive the aid and assistance, why would military try to stop them? And send encouragement instead of saying, be careful how you pick something up. Well, don't want them to get hurt, but not stop them because they don't want them to get hurt. We don't understand how the wickedness works, but we ask for protection. We ask that those armed forces and those police that bring this charge over there to do the opposite. They were finding their heart to realize, no, these people need food. These people need clothes. These people need their medical supplies. We need to not walk around and terminate people, dear Jesus, but we need to help them remove this debris, to move whatever is in the path from them to receive the aid and assistance they require, they desire, and they need, dear Jesus. That you have those people, those things that's on them chest, be able to get to them. I understand this tractor trailer drivers over there, but they don't have no trucks to get the food to people because the trucks have been damaged. Before you make a way, dear God, we ask that the world to you, dear Jesus. I pray that whatever destruction the world leaders are trying to do, or the enemy himself trying to do, the devil, whatever form he can be, can come in the form of a woman, can form of a man, can come in the form of a child, can come in the form of an elder person, a young person. We ask, God, and we rebuke that spirit in your mighty name, Jesus. Pouring down all strongholds, dear Jesus. Because they may be trying to push for that one world order, and by causing chaos around the world where they figure they need military action to summons us, to put us in submission. But we rebuke that power, that wickedness in your holy name, dear Jesus, that we all come together, those of us who realize and see the enemy's job is to destroy and to kill. So that means he wants division. He can't have races to like one another. He can't have mothers and fathers and sons and daughters to love being a family, being friends, being neighbors, being acquaintances. Love our neighbors from Puerto Rico, our neighbors in China, our neighbors in Korea, our neighbors in the continent of Africa. They want division so they can figure, as long as we're not working together in love, peace, and joy, they can divide more and more. We pray for the people in Nevada with that terrible shooting. God, we pray that those who have been injured, they be healed. And those who have lost loved ones, that you comfort, only you can. Dear Jesus, pull this family together. Let us lift them up in prayer. Not only people in Nevada, people who lost people anywhere in this world, because of violence, because of evil, because of wickedness, because of selfishness. I cease all things in your holy name, dear Jesus. And I pray those who listen to this call, who will be listening to this call, will be staying in agreement, and they will lift you up. So let's take a deep breath, everybody. Let's think about what I do as episode every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, what God loves mean to me. And what this week I've been doing it on how God is comforting me. So think about that. Rethink about that. Rather than what God loves mean to you, how is God is a comfort to you. We know he's a comfort, but how is a comfort to you. Jot down, boys and girls, the same thing. Think about the goodness of God. Think about how God has blessed you. And you write down the thing, you may be disappointed or you don't understand. Ask God to give you clearance or understanding about this and this and that. You may have to answer God has planted in you to make a difference in this world, to help your neighbor, to help your family out of a situation, a new idea. Somebody created the internet. Imagine something beyond the internet. If we're thinking about atoms and neutrons and electrons bouncing off one another, making frequency, and then they come into a TV, they may not even be plugged up to nothing. So all things are possible to Jesus. Let's think about that. You can take it beyond that. It may be a day when we need telephone. We be speaking to certain codes in the air, bouncing off. Like they had Morse code, click, click, whatever they did, and we send the signals. Let's send a signal of love, peace, and joy. Look up to the sky where your help come from. Again, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, ask him for yourself, God, what do you mean? How do I become saved? Ask Jesus. And each and every one of you have a wonderful, glorious day in Jesus' name. A wonderful, glorious day. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that our Lord has made. That our Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And as you rejoice and be glad in it, study. Be after study when you come home. Be focused on your dream, a goal, ideas you make. You can have more than one dream, more than one desire. Write it down. Love God. Love people. And pray for one another. Have a wonderful day. Send out prayers. Sing songs of love to God. In Jesus' holy name. Love y'all until next time on the Love Truth Show every Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I come on with prayer. See you then. And don't forget, also on Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I come on with saying the word, what God loves mean to me. It's on Blog Talk Radio, Christian Underneath for Christianity, the Love Truth Show. Till next time, have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.